This is Daniel Levitas, author of The Terrorist Next Door, The Militia Movement and the Radical Right, published by Thomas Dunn Books, St. Martin's Press, in a reading prepared for the Jewish Book Council. Chapter 1, Hell's Victories. The raspy voice of Reverend William Potter Gale's tape-recorded sermon filled the airwaves over western Kansas on a summer night in July 1982. From the studios of country music station KTTL in Dodge City, it carried into homes, diners, cars, and the cabs of combines that rolled across the last unharvested fields of winter wheat. Gale, a retired Army lieutenant colonel, spoke in short, rapid-fire bursts. "We've got a bunch of empty skulls in Washington, D.C. They're either going to get filled up or busted, one or the other, very soon. You're either going to get back to the Constitution of the United States and your government, or officials are going to hang by the neck until they're dead, as examples to those who don't. These judges who are tearing this Constitution apart and these officials of government are going to return to the law of posse comitatus. The law is that your citizens, a posse, will hang an official who violated the law and the Constitution. Take him to the most populated intersection of the township, and at noon hang him by the neck. Then take the body down at dark, and that will be an example to those other officials who are supposed to be your servants, that they are going to abide by the Constitution. All the other things you do aren't going to be worth a hoot and a holler. Arise and fight," Gale told his rural listeners. "If a Jew comes near you, run a sword through him." Like Gale's other speeches and sermons, this broadcast had a hate-filled theme. A satanic Jewish conspiracy, disguised as communism, was corrupting public officials in the courts, undermining the sovereignty of America and its divinely inspired constitution. Gale, a proclaimed minister in the Christian Identity faith, believed that white Anglo-Saxon Christians were the true descendants of the lost tribes of Israel, to whom God's covenant belonged. Jews were children of the devil, and the non-whites that swarmed the planet were mud people, incomplete renditions of the pure Aryan man that God created in Adam. Obsessed with maintaining white supremacy, Gale railed against all forms of race mixing as a violation of God's law. Gale's sermons warned of racial Armageddon, attacked Catholics and minorities, and advised listeners to learn guerrilla warfare so they could garrote people in their sleep. "You're damn right I'm teaching violence," Gale acknowledged. "You better start making dossiers, names, addresses, phone numbers, car license numbers on every damn Jew rabbi in this land, and you better start doing it now, and know where he is. If you have to be told any more than that, you're too damn dumb to bother with," he shouted. Gale's beliefs were rooted in a long history of radical right-wing thought in the United States. A decade before the Kansas broadcast, and almost 25 years before a pair of anti-government zealots, Timothy McVeigh and Terry Nichols, bombed the Alfred P. Murrah Federal Building in Oklahoma City, Gale hoped to lay the groundwork for a violent revolution by creating a paramilitary group known as the Posse Comitatus. Latin for power of the county, the term refers to the medieval British practice of summoning a group of men to aid the sheriff in keeping the peace by pursuing and arresting lawbreakers. While the historic role of a Posse Comitatus had been to aid civil authorities in suppressing violence and vigilantism, Bill Gale's revision stood this ancient practice on its head. His posse was devoted to promoting armed insurrection. Under Gale's definition, anyone could call out the posse, not just the sheriff. And if government officials attempted to enforce unlawful legislation, the posse could arrest and put them on trial with a citizen's jury. Although others later claimed the credit, it was Bill Gale who first developed and popularized the strategy. And it was Gale's encouragement that prompted right-wing militants to form local posse chapters to mobilize against blacks, Jews, and other perceived enemies of the Republic, including government officials they said were subverting the intent of the Constitution. Building on the bigotry of Christian identity theology and his involvement with the radical right after he left the Army in 1950, Bill Gale popularized a set of ideas that have influenced anti-government activists to the present day. After founding the Posse Comitatus in the 1970s, Gale helped launch the Christian Patriot Movement in the 1980s. And long before the first so-called citizens' militias appeared in the 1990s, Gale had introduced the concept of private armies and the so-called unorganized militia. Of course, there was nothing original in a right-wing group that cloaked itself in patriotism while instructing its followers to take up weapons, enforce white supremacy, root out communist subversion, and resist the evils of central government. But Bill Gill added a new and important twist that made his posse comitatus novel and attractive. His message was embellished with legalistic rhetoric that invoked, among other things, the Constitution, Magna Carta, and medieval principles of British law in order to legitimize his violent call to arms. Gale's posse also was unique because it successfully bridged the gap between the anti-communist and segregationist movements of the 1950s and 60s and the paramilitary movements of the 1990s. And during the early 1970s, when other right-wing organizations were collapsing, the posse thrived by disseminating its ideas and spawning successive waves of violence. Unlike the paramilitary group the Minutemen, which was disabled in 1970 after many of its leaders were prosecuted for illegal firearms possession, the posse was largely unaffected by Bill Gale's death in 1988. Like a child that had grown to maturity, the forces he shaped have fueled the radical right to the present day. From Gale's original ideas and comparatively narrow base of tax protesters and identity believers, the message of the Posse Comitatus had spread across America, spawning crime and violence and pushing seemingly marginal ideas into the mainstream. This book tells that story and unearths the roots of the Posse in its myriad and successive incarnations. From its origins in the era of massive resistance to racial integration in the 1950s and 60s, to its birth in 1971. Through its relationship with the right-wing tax protest movement in the 1970s, to its heyday during the Midwestern farm crisis of the 1980s, and its metamorphosis into the broader Christian patriot and militia movements that followed. Undergirded by the twin pillars of racism and anti-Semitism, fear of communist subversion and advocacy of states' rights became the rallying cry of the radical right in the 1950s and 60s. Part of the genius of Bill Gale's invention of the Posse Comitatus was the way in which he took these themes and repackaged them in pseudo-religious legalism that emphasized individual and natural rights. For decades, the Ku Klux Klan and its various allies had created social movements and sought political power based upon explicit appeals to racial purity and Christian nationalism. Bill Gale was no less fanatical in his devotion to white survival or his denunciations of world Jewry. But Gale also fashioned an elaborate American-sounding ideology that married uncompromising anti-Semitism, anti-communism, and white supremacy with the appealing notion of the extreme sovereignty of the people. By emphasizing the idea that white Anglo-Saxon Christians were joined together by natural and lawful rights that trumped those of a racially corrupt state, Bill Gale's Posse Comitatus reached a new constituency of conservatives who would have been reluctant to embrace an ideology that revolved solely around crude bigotry. The continuing attraction of the ideals that Gale and others espoused, the criminal violence of their adherents, and the various opposition groups they encountered are among the main elements of this story. But the story of the Posse Comitatus does not begin with a litany of its failures and achievements, or with Oklahoma City, or with manifestos and sermons, or with violent altercations that made headlines and left lawmen and others dead. A more interesting and full account starts at a personal level, a century earlier, with the ancestors of William Potter Gale and their arrival in America. Like other 19th century immigrants, they were fleeing tyranny and seeking freedom. First came Bill Gale's great uncle and aunt, Marcus and Rosa Gale, who were followed by his father, Charles. Remarkably, the Gale family was Jewish.